Time to talk some Oregon baseball. Took 2 of 3 from Arizona State in a big series. Hit Corvallis tomorrow. Play the Beavs off to Pullman. 3 with the Cougs. We welcome in the head coach, George Horton. Coach Horton, how are you?
I'm good, Steve. How are you?
All right, let's get to what's really important, the performance of the weekend. Your daughter, you add another grandson to the roster. So congratulations to you and your family. How's everybody doing?
Well, so far, so good. Gunner is his name, and thanks to Heather, my daughter, and Rodney, my son-in-law, I love him, and thanks for the addition to the family, and my 9th grandchild and 2nd grandson, and baby was in NICU for a few days, was born on Friday, and mom's getting out this afternoon, and so far, it looks like the baby's getting out and able to go home a little later this evening, so all is good.
That's great. By the way, you're a baseball coach, and you have 9 grandchildren. You're going to tell me that's a coincidence?
And number 9 was born on the day that David Peterson struck out 20 guys, so he might be a left-handed pitcher strikeout guy someday. Who knows?
That's awesome. You know, you mentioned Peterson, and by the way, I'm glad everything's going so well. He was a little under the weather, Peterson, in the loss to Stanford. And I feel like we've had this conversation, but 20 strikeouts, tight game. How unique and dominating was that performance from number 3?
Well, I've been lucky enough to be around some spectacular performances on the mound from starting pitching over the years, but I've never seen a more spectacular performance than what David brought to the table. I thought the Mississippi State performance with 17 strikeouts was spectacular, but 20 strikeouts with 1 walk and on a very talented Arizona State team, albeit young, is as good as I've ever seen. So it was fun to be around when he was doing that.
Now, in yesterday's finale, you and I had spoken about this kind of ongoing search for a guy to give the ball to on Sunday or the last game of the series. Cole Stringer yesterday, first time he'd thrown that many innings in about 4 weeks. So pretty nice jolt and performance to give you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. We needed that. That was our first Sunday win in conference. Been in position to have some sweeps and win series, and that's been an inconsistent role for us. Cole was in that role early, and boy, did we need that, and good for him. You know, he was in that role early, did an okay job at times, and we went in a different direction, and Carranza and Zach Knoll got opportunities, and they didn't take advantage of it, and I think it's a tribute to Cole Stringer that he was ready to go and assume that role again, and he made a positive statement that he doesn't want to let that go again. And that's what you want your young men to do is be able to bounce back and stay ready when we need him. You know, he was pitching in relief and doing a good job, and now at least for another week he'll be in that Sunday role, and hopefully he can solidify that as we go down the stretch drive.
Yeah, you know, and to end the game, you kind of went old school when guys like Gossage or Fingers would throw 3 innings. So in that 7th inning, Stiles gave up the leadoff homer, and you bring in your closer, Jovan, and he had an easy 7th, little jam in the 8th, leadoff single in the 6-4-3 DP to shut the 9th. So he had gone 3 innings earlier against Mississippi State, but he hadn't pitched in a week. So were you pretty confident that the innings load wasn't going to be too severe for him?
Yeah, we felt like he could do that. You know, we hadn't used him. We got him up a little bit on Friday, and had David not got that last out, he probably would have had to come in and close. And so we had a fresh potential All-American closer, and Cooper Stiles did a nice job in both of his outings over the weekend. And when it got down to the 1-run game, we felt like it was the right time to hand the ball to Kenyon and see if he could bring us home. And boys, he had a spectacular year. He's a guy that you're happy to give the ball to late in the game.
Talking with George Horton, I heard you speaking with Joey Mack about be helpful, get some production from the back end of your lineup. Yesterday, Nelson had a couple of hits, Morgan McCullough a hit and a run scored, drove in a run Saturday, and runs were kind of tough to come by all weekend. So while the number's not astronomical, a little bit better as far as those guys chipping in?
Yeah. And I think that's been there for us, not consistently, but enough that you don't always count on the bottom part of your order. And we've had pretty consistently run our Travis and McCulloch out there as the eighth and ninth hitters, and kind of fluctuating the seven hitter with our DH position. And Mo started a two out rally in the fourth that ended up being the two runs that I thought was the most spectacular inning that we had. Doing a lot of good things offensively. The bunting game and the execution of that kind of disappeared on us this weekend, unfortunately. And the at-bats with runners in scoring position is an area that we need to improve on. We left, even on Sunday, we left 14 guys on base. And I'd like to see the quality of that clutch hit go up. And that's really determines when you kind of put a winning streak together. Now that we've got our pitching hopefully more consistent and hopefully solid starts on Sunday, that we can, the timely hitting will get hot down the stretch drive here.
So overall, where you guys are at in the Pac-12 standings, the power rankings, obviously there's a lot of ball left with 16 games remaining. You know what the goal is. How are you and you guys feeling about where you are as far as, you know, getting to a regional and then letting the chips fall where they may?
Well, we've got some work to do. We stumbled against Stanford, and they're red hot, and our RPI went from in the 30s to the 60s, and winning two out of three against Arizona State, although they're a talented team, their winning percentage isn't great, and so we kind of stayed the same, and we got a chance to play the Beavers four or five times here, and if we can get some of those wins, that will help us certainly in RPI, and if we, you know, the last four series is in PAC, I think we need to do well, and if we do well with all the teams that are stacked in the middle of the pack and beating each other, then we have a chance to climb the standings board, and the more you can finish over 500 in the pack, the better chance you have. So I don't know if there's a real number how many more wins we need. We're just kind of taking them one at a time. I hate to use that cliche, but the most important thing is our next game and today, and try to focus on that instead of get out in front too much and try to predict somebody else's job. But our job is to try to win as many games as we can, and we've got some good competition coming up, of course, with the Beavers and the Cougars this weekend, and still have UCLA and on the docket. And so we've got some work cut out for us, but hopefully we can finish fast and get into the playoffs.
Let's finish with this. You mentioned Oregon State up at Goss Stadium tomorrow. What's the plan there? Who starts? And, then you get yourself ready to kind of leap into Pullman.
Yeah, it's going to be a staff effort. Our league contest, although we'd like to be competitive and beat the Beavers, of course, and that would be a real help for a boost for our RPI and a very difficult assignment to beat the number one team over there. But we're going to split it up. I'm not sure who we're going to start just yet, but it'll be Johnny Allstaff, and we'll probably see five or six pitchers pitch tomorrow.
All right, awesome. Coach, again, congratulations on Grandpa for the ninth time. I'm glad all is well. You have a great game tomorrow against Oregon State, and all of you travel safe to Pullman this weekend.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
All right, have a good one.